Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. It's Canada Gang, nigga. I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening, world? We are back at it again with another episode of Real Adult Talk, SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? What's up, people? Shout out to everybody out there listening. So, as always, roll something up, pour something up, light something up, smoke something up, drink something up. Come kick it with your people. This is Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz on a Sunday fun day. You already know.
For sure. Our top five is the same for last week. Holding it down.
Oh. Yes. Peace to all the countries out there listening worldwide. We bring it to you live and direct. You already know.
Tell a friend, another friend to tune in and let's get to it. Man,
yeah.
This week right here was evolving. That's the only thing I can say, evolving, man. This week I was busy all week. And I normally have like a day, 2 days where I'm stupid busy, and then I'm not stupid busy no more, right? This week did not fail. Do you understand me? My head was turning. You know, my partners is like, hey, you know, we want you to go bigger. And I'm like, you know, okay. And then they say, okay, we need you to do X, Y, Z. And I'm like, okay. So we did create, and I followed you from it, we created a nonprofit page specifically for the thing that the nonprofit has, right? What the nonprofit offers, what we're doing. Of course, I have an Instagram tarot page. I have an Instagram page for the radio show. I also have Instagram personal page. So 4 pages, the radio show literally only has, I only upload on there when I'm uploading back here. Mo has access to that page. I don't know if he log into that page or not. But I only upload when I'm doing the flyers on Sunday on the radio page. And now, you know, I have to just, you know, put it out there. It's a new page. I think I did this page Friday, and we probably had 11 subscribers, right? And so I'm just like, you know, I got to push it, and get it out there. You know what I'm saying? Because it just be that battle of building up your subscribers, but I'm not going to worry about it. Doing that, we some giveaways that we're doing with the nonprofit, working on a actual big giveaway. And the only thing about that is that when I do these things, you have to be local. And the reason you have to be local is because I'm not paying the mail or anything. So, and I'm not flying to go give somebody something. So you got to be in the Georgia vicinity so you can come to me, you know, and pick up your items. Or if you're in Georgia, I'll come to you if you're in the Metro Atlanta area. But we're working on a major giveaway. We actually got a big load of college books. And, you know, these college books, some of them could be dated, but it's a lot of information in these books. And so we are trying to work with the people at colleges that's in colleges that are on financial aid, that need assistance, their back is really against the wall. Our vetting system, you know, you got to be low income, you know. The people now going forward, for the people that reach out to me on a regular basis, I got, you know, we're implementing a vetting system just so that y'all not reaching out to me just saying I need this stuff and you really don't need, right? So we did all of those things this week. Very, very honored to do that. And I was looking at stuff to upload on the nonprofit channel, and I'm like, man, I did all these interviews I completely forgot about, interviews that could have been booty, had a booty picture up there or something like that. And I'm like, man, I done came a long way. you know what I'm saying? Just came a long way, you know what I'm saying? And just to see the growth for myself, getting that stuff done, and we're working at, like, just February, just a work month for me, you know. More content this month, staying focused, staying dedicated, staying aligned, and just just putting myself in a position to go forward. I've been so cut off and just moving based upon how I need to move. But a lot of stuff, you know, we at war, obviously. The United States has this thing that they've been doing over the last couple of years to where they don't say what it truly is, right? And we'll get into that in the Real Famous Chop-Up. They just try to walk around it. They'll put it out there. But they train their sheeple so well that unless they use the word war or recession, then people are just suffering in silence. It's like they need the government to say it for it to really be official. And here, if you don't know, we are in a recession, you know what I'm saying, in the United States. And they sent in billions of dollars over to Ukraine, and we messed up over here, right? I was just reading a story about a young lady in Miami. She killed her twins, and then she jumped over the interstate, but then she didn't die, right? You got to sit here and suffer that. But, you know, she had financial problems, evictions, so on and so forth. And they're like, oh, the daddy, the daddy got such a big issue. The daddy got such a big issue. He should have been helping the mama, number one. That doesn't justify what she did, but people are really messed up out here, and you, it's so hard because you can't talk to nobody because everybody messed up around you. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you have to just go within and figure shit out. Listen, don't drive yourself crazy about these bills. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Guess what? When you get it, make sure that you pay it. Pray yourself through the process, but don't drive yourself that shit crazy. And that worst-case scenario, file bankruptcy. You know what I'm saying? They got all of these things that you can do so that you are not overwhelmed. And I need my people to understand that mental health is very important. And we got to look at things from a different perspective, man, because we know it's crazy. You know, they over there bombing Yemen and all of this, you know. And like I said, it hit me today, and I'm like, man, listen, it was 3 black people that was killed in so many other people injured. But the news lines are like, you know, this is happening because of the 3 black people that were killed, right? They're not even really speaking of the people that was injured. If the United States don't even care too much about the black people here in their own country, what do you really think that they care about the black people that's out there on enemy lines, right? It's a reason that they out there first, right? They toughest soldiers and they big soldiers. They got them separated. It's a reason that you in spots to where you can be perceived. The United States, obviously, one is trying to get the black vote to try to make them feel like they care, which we know they don't. And two, it's like they was ready to go to war anyways. You was ready to play with Ukraine, but you can't play with Russia that way, so you want to fund Ukraine. And then after you funded Ukraine, you want to go over here to Yemen. Now, guess what? What you think? Everything's going to go up. Trump 2024. So that's, man, my week is just evolving, restructuring, new guidance, just, you know, setting up for my 2024, man. And so far, super duper exciting so far. So I look forward to the rest of what 2024 has to offer and the lessons and the blessings, man. How was your week?
Yes, so my week was chill. You know, once again, the mantra is plan, strategize, execute, consistency. So on all business fronts, you know, everything's going according to plan, so I'm blessed and grateful for that. You know, shout out to, you know, the interior decorating. Big shout out to Vintage Nubian. Big shout out to real estate. You know, everything's, you know, becoming more and more aligned and, you know, taking no shorts 2024. I cut my hair this week, and that's always an indication that a new season is getting ready to be upon us. Like, I'm kind of getting revved up for, you know, this last little wave of winter, but as we go into the
spring. Yeah, they said
spring,
it's going to be early spring. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm already getting in tune. So whenever I cut my hair, because my hair, you know, I grew my hair out probably since August, man. So I grew it for, you know, basically like 6 months, man. So this time my fro had a lot of grays in it, but I was just letting it grow, you know, letting it go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at it as wisdom. I'm not about to dye it or nothing like that. But I do like, you know, cutting my hair, and it just gives it fresh. And then, you know, I can, like, just get my youth back to a certain extent. So, but I like showing my age every so often. So yeah, man, so my week is chill, you know, so whenever I cut my hair, that's always just like, oh man, it's just like such a refreshing feeling. Like, I feel like just renewed. So, you know, that was it, you know, nothing too out of the ordinary. You know, everything is, like I said, aligning, the way I want it to go. So I'm just blessed, and I'm ready to get into the spiritual conversation. You know, this is always, of course, the world famous Chop Up is my joint. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite part of the show. But, you know, low key or high key, however you want to say it, you know, the spiritual conversation is always something I look forward to. You know what I'm saying? The you know, the first, I guess, weekend of the month, you know what I'm saying? We get it popping. So, well, you get it popping, and I, you know, I just conversate with you. So I'm ready for tonight's topic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So welcome to the first Sunday of the month spiritual conversation. please be advised, we will not be on air next Sunday. Next Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. That is a holiday. Mo put that holiday into effect years back. She actually was going 7 years on being on here. But Mo put that into effect years back. That's when Mo just really sit back, grasp his energy, reset, you know, and do what he got to do. So we won't be on air next week, but we got hundreds of shows in the archive.
I got the on-demand
show. You can
shows.
Go way back and see we was a whole hot mess. You can go to the middle to see us evolving. You can go to the end and see the new structure that we have. You never know what you're going to get. Because, boy, when we first started this, it used to be live.
Boy. Yeah, we've definitely had some highlights through these years. There's some cool shit.
Them topics used to be, whew.
Yeah, facts.
But, you know, you can see the evolving, man, and that's why I tell people, man, if you got something that you want to do, don't overthink the process, because you're going to go through the process. You're going to grow through the process no matter what, man, and this has been an outlet for us, so we stick with it. You know, this is for us to come and talk, whether we got 2 listeners or we got 102 listeners or we got 1,002 listeners for that week, we're going to do it. You know, one of the things that people do for this, they download the widget. When you download the widget, I don't think it counts your numbers when you download, but it's okay. Some people come and they listen here. Some people have the widget downloaded that have been with us for a while. Either way you do it, it's okay. We love you. We love you. We love you. Supreme gratitude. So tonight, spiritual conversation with SG. How do you know when you spiritually elevated? How do you know when you spiritually elevated? Man, and so this topic we've done, like, how do you know when you're on the spiritual attack? You know, we've taken this a lot, man, but we've taken different approaches at this conversation because it's so much to unfold. It's so much to learn. It's so much to know. And a lot of times everybody has different aspects of it, but it's still the same. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to explain what I mean by that, right? So one of the biggest telltales, and it all depends on what your destiny is, right? Now, there are some people that are so mild-mannered, they so sweet, but they nothing to play with, but they just really, really sweet. Like the Iyad, our house Iyad, the one who does all of the work, she is so mild-mannered, so soft-spoken. She don't play no games, though. Like, she's so fire with her work. And you talk to her, and she's just like, yeah, and she going to crack jokes and da-da-da, right? And so you would think that she's not as badass as she is, but she's been through it and she's evolved so much and she just automatically has this feminine submissive energy, right? But not just submissive to anybody. You go, you look at me. I do what I do and I do it well, right? And still in the growth of evolving, but I'm, you know, outside of my household, I'm masculine energy, right? I used to be masculine energy inside of my household, and I had to learn how to, you know, I had to learn how to slow down and change it up, right? And so I'm out to the people. I'm very blunt. I'm very direct. What was you talking about? Like, come on, like, tighten up, you know, use your brain type person. You know what I'm saying? And that's who I am. So we two completely different people working at the same goal. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, when I realized that I was spiritually evolving is when I had more adversaries. I had more haters. Like when you're in the mix, spiritual haters, when you are in the mix of doing the work that you're supposed to do, you're not paying attention to nobody else. I know I'm not, right? I don't care about what nobody else got going on. I'm not in nobody else's business because my day is filled with all of these social media accounts that you got to go post on, all of these social media accounts that you got to promote on, all of these YouTube channels that you got to put content on, all of the stuff behind the scenes for the nonprofit that you got to do, putting forth interviews. Every year I set aside time, which just start from now to, like, the beginning of the year, and then I'll come back around towards the fourth quarter of the year to do interviews. But all of these things, a mother, you know, a partner, I legit do not have time to care about nobody else. And the one thing that I had started learning was, if anything that's around me and it's chaotic and it's drama-filled, if they not living their life right, I don't want it around me. You know what I'm saying? Because you bringing in energy, when we all have free will, right? So if me and you hanging out together, but you not living your life right, you doing what you want to do, which you have the free will to do that. But I also have the free will to say, nah, Mo ain't living right, man. I can't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? And so I realized, like, damn, I done grew so much, right? You know, they say, you know, we all got that friend that's crazy, that do this, that do that, but that's their life, and we don't judge them. I'm well beyond that. If you're not in tune with your star player, I don't want you around me. Now, there's a way that you may very much keep away from me what you're doing, and I may not know. Great. When I find out, I'm going to remove myself. I don't care what it is, friends, lovers, whatever. When I find out, I remove myself because it's not conducive with my higher purpose. I wasn't always like that. Not like that, not with friends and so on and so forth. I was really the type of person that was like, to each his own, you do what you do. I wanted to, I got a turn up spirit in me. So I'm like, man, let me go hang out with my homie. She going to turn up with me. Okay, let me go hang out with this person. You know, we're going to have some intelligent conversation. Yada, yada. Now it's like, anything that can't push me forward, that's not benefiting my higher purpose here, that's not assisting with the end goal, I don't want to be around it, right? And there are people that can listen to me say this and be like, that's crazy because you can't control nobody else. You won't understand it because it's not for you to understand because you're not in that energy yet. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times it's not even about a debate. It's really about you can only understand things to the level that you've been exposed to. And we fail to realize that. So we think, oh, we got a debate, or we think that the way that somebody feel is crazy because we don't feel that way. I ain't been exposed to what you've been exposed to, so maybe I don't grasp what you grasp. But, you know, you're not going to grasp what I'm grasping because you ain't wearing that. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we have to look at life, where when we start to ascend and we start to elevate in life, we looking at everything around us completely different than we looked at it a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right? When I started, like, doing things and I wasn't bothering nobody and the spiritual attacks was coming, the everything was coming to try to slow me down, to try to stop me, and I'm like, all right, God, why? Why are we here? My ori being repeated, or my spirit guys being repeated, that's their job. So when you see me doing things, people see me doing things and they go, I done had people try to replicate everything that I am doing right now. Absolutely replicate it, right? And you're like, huh, you know, you just going to copy everything right in my face? That's how cute. But it ain't on you, is in you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I've paid my dues to be able to stand here as a 10-time published book author, as a serial entrepreneur, as the community activist to help the less fortunate, as a mother, as a life partner. I've paid my dues for this. You know what I'm saying? I've done what I had to do. I've withstood every single thing that was sent to me, right? And it's not about what's being sent to you. It's about how you respond. The hate, how you going to respond. The text, how you going to respond. Whatever they send it, it's always about how you going to respond. And when I tell people I don't send things back, they feel like, oh, well, yeah, I got you. I wouldn't suggest you feel that way. You know what I'm saying? I didn't finish the sentence. I just said, I don't send it back. You know what I'm saying? I didn't tell you what I do. You know what I'm saying? And so And so when you start to elevate in life and spiritually, man, things are going to be coming at you left and right. And you're like, well, why are you like this? Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? And I sit back and I watch and I know where it's coming from. I see what it is. I know who it is, no matter how they try to sit back and act like it ain't them. I know exactly where it be coming from 99.9% of the time, right? And so I just never address certain things to certain people. By me knowing where it's coming from, the universe knows where it's coming from. My spirit guides know where it's coming from. And I'm at peace knowing that any and everything that comes against me will be dealt with. I'm also at peace with knowing that God's word says that the more adversaries come against you, the more I will bless you, right? So the more they try to stop you, the more you're going to be blessed because you're moving with a pure heart. You're moving with good intent. You're going to be blessed either way. So the way that you perceive life, we know to say, you hear people say, oh, man, I done grown so much. And it's really spiritual elevation. But we don't use these words. We don't use the right words. Like, yeah, you've grown so much. It's spiritual elevation. The way you look at things, the way you perceive things, the way you take in things, when you change the words that you speak, when you change the places that you go, when you make conscious decisions, when you start leading with a pure heart, when you start having good character, all of those things are spiritual elevation. And we have to recognize it for what it is and speak it, right? We can't be scared to use the words that are going to elevate us, but then use words like try and can't, And all of these other words that don't benefit us, these words that are said backwards to keep us, you know, down. I seen somebody the other day say, it's just something about hearing grand rising that aggravates my soul. It's the demon in you, right? And people got to realize that. We don't want to look at anybody and be like, oh, that's a cool person, but at the same time be like, oh, that person is stricken by a demon. We don't want to say that about somebody that we know, right? But that's just what demons are. They in the people that you know because they've allowed them to possess their body. How do you allow a demon to possess your body? We talked about it. By you having negative thoughts, by you speaking negatively, and by you taking actions that are not aligned with your higher purpose, while you are in a lower vibrational energy. That's how you allow these demons to possess your body. So you mean to tell me that you sound better saying good morning? What is good about morning? But you allow the oppressor to give you one word and tell you can switch this word around and it means different things. No, it doesn't. It means the same thing. So what's good about mourning? Because you can go to a funeral and you mourn. So you mean to tell me that you're going to wake up and you mourning to see the day? No, that came from slavery, from the oppressor saying, good morning, being funny, being petty, being facetious, because the slaves were mourning. They mourned their days. They mourned all of their days from working for a goddamn white man and not getting nothing for it. But yet we want to attach ourselves to these oppressed words, to slavery, and be okay with staying in that energy. But when we say grand rising, because you've risen from today, because you are a god or you are a goddess, that bothers you. It's the demon in you. This is why I stopped making my studies public. You know, they banned me on YouTube, you know, like not ban me, but they shadow banned one of my pages. It's been at 7,000 and some subscribers for almost a year and a half, going on 2 years. I used to drop a lot of public knowledge on there. Used to talk about a lot of different things on there that obviously I realized, okay, y'all want to play this game, cool. And the flip side to this is that the people that come to me for the classes, that come to me for the growth, that come to me for the knowledge, those are people that truly want to learn. Why am I putting this information out here to people that truly don't want to learn? when you invest in what it is that you want to do, then that means you truly want to know it. You truly want to grow. You truly want to be in tune with your star player. If you ain't doing none of that, you ain't trying to grow. That's why so many people watch free tarot. You watch free tarot because you want something for free. You want something. You want something given to you. Those aren't the people that I support it. But when you really evolving and you really trying to evolve and you really trying to go in the right direction with what you're doing, you're gonna be thirsty for it. You're gonna go and find it. You're gonna go and want to saturate yourself in it. Everybody that has given these jewels publicly and has tried to bring the masses along, they've gotten assassinated, rather with their life or with their character. So what are we going to do to change that? We got to stop. We got to stop thinking that we can save everybody because you can't. It's like if that's the case, then everybody would be Christian. There wouldn't be any other religion. You got to figure out. That person has to figure out their walk of life and what they're going to do. You build it, they will come. That's what Ifa's about. All they got to know is that you do it. As long as they know that you do it, they're going to come to you automatically. We're not going on no missionary trips. We're not trying to go spread no word about what this is. Listen, you're going to come to me by your damn self. Will you realize where you are spiritually and you believe in yourself? You're not going to fight for it no more. You're going to allow the universe to align things for you. You could be sitting down and be like, man, I ain't doing that. Remember last year, I was like, man, I slept for the whole month, the first month that I stopped working. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, dang, I don't want, you better stop. I'm like, dang, I don't want to become, lazy. I slept for the whole month. And then as time went on, I just started getting busier and busier and busier. I wasn't forcing my way. I was letting the universe align it for me. If it came along, my cat is crazy. Get him. He keep attacking my feet under the cover. That's the baby cat. If it aligns, it aligns. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? And so while we talking about grinding and hustling, and we get these words and we become so accustomed to these words, man, I'm grinding, I'm hustling, I'm out here doing this, and I'm out here doing that. Man, I'm not doing none of that shit. I'm allowing the universe to align what's for me with me. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but once you have spiritually elevated, you realize that you cannot force anything to be that's not. I'm going to do the work on my end. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to put myself in the right places. I'm going to put myself in the right energy. I'm going to make myself available. I'm going to do these interviews. I'm going to keep myself relevant in these magazines. I'm going to keep myself relevant in these towns and cities that's close to me. I'm going to have my social medias active. I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to allow the universe to align what's for me to be. I'm going to keep myself protected for those that want to block what's for me because they don't even know any better. They just demons that are doing their job, right? Everybody got a job to do. The demon got a job to do. The demon sees your ashe. They see your power. They see your light. Their duty is to hold you back. It ain't nothing personal between you and the demon. It's between you and your soul. That demon knows that you're a light being. And that's the demon's job to attack light beings, right? And so it may attach itself to a friend, a family, a foe, however that may go. Keep yourself protected. Do what you got to do and allow the universe to move in your favor, to conspire in your favor. And when you get to that point, you will see that running a business, having friendships, in a marriage or relationship, whatever that is, parenting, all of these things will become so much easier for you. It'll become so much easier for you when you elevate yourself to realize you can go. I can go out here every single day, right? Every single day, what they call network. I can be out there, hey, you know, walk around with my shirt on and, you know, this is my business and this is what I do and I can hand out cards and so on and so forth. Let's keep in mind of the method. When we go back to the beginning of the time, Mother Earth has everything in here that we needed for free on this earth. When the masculine energy took over, they felt, oh, nothing should be free. We need to figure out how to make money, how to provide, right? And so, therefore, this whole money scheme came about, right? Now, if I go outside and I'm promoting, which I go outside, of course, but if I'm going outside and I'm following the method that the white man unfolded for us, go outside, you got to have gas money. Pass out business cards, you got to pay for those business cards. You got to have a car. You got to have money to eat with. You got to have nice clothes on. You got to have all of these things, right? All of these things give back to everybody other than the black community, unless you're getting your shirts and stuff made from somebody black, in which they still getting their supplies from somebody white. And I'm not saying that y'all don't invest in promo and marketing and so on and so forth. Don't say, oh, she said don't invest in promo and marketing, but listen to what I'm telling you. You spend it, the method that they put in place is to keep you in debt, to keep you spending money, to keep you in indulging with them. When you got this good old social media out here right now, and this good old social media allows you to do whatever you're doing in the comfort of your home, in the comfort of your job, in the comfort of wherever, and it allows you to post and stay active and keep yourself out there and get on these blogs. And, you know, this is what I've been doing last week. I don't even comment on blogs and stuff because I don't be on there like that. But I find a story and I comment. Because guess what? You say something crazy, they're going to go look at your page. It is that simple. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is absolutely free. I ain't pay no gas money. I ain't have to put on no clothes. I ain't have to go do none of these things that they originally sought out for. So now that they know this is the method, guess what they do? They change it. Oh, we're going to put the algorithm in. So now they want you to spend money so that you can get to the top, right? But when you sit down and you continuously do your work and you allow the universe to align with you what you're supposed to have, you're going to have it. You're going to meet the right people. You're going to be in tune with who you need to be in tune with, right? And it's always been that way. I remember when they came out with the slogan, men lie, women lie, but money don't, numbers don't lie, right? It was Sprite yeah. that did this major campaign, images everything, you know what I'm saying? They ran it. Images everything, right? And then you came out with the fake it to make it era. And you don't even know, like, I think I had a Sprite one time. I haven't drunk Sprite in years. But I already know, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not a Sprite person. That's not my thing. That's not my stilo. But they came out with the fake it to make it era, right? And if we went by that mantra, you know, yes, you can make money with numbers, but you can have 50,000 followers. You can have 50,000 subscribers, and you can put some stuff out there, and people are going to watch you, but they're sending negative energy. They're sending evil eye to you. So all money ain't good money, right? You can then have 5,000 subscribers that genuinely rock with you, that genuinely support you, that genuinely want to see you win, and you getting good money is just slower than you having the 50,000. Which one would you want? You have to decide. This is like we got to decide whether we're survivors or victims, right? You got to decide. So if you look at my channels, you wouldn't think that I do the shit that I do because I ain't up there the 50s and the 100,000 subscribers. But my subscribers are hella active with me. They go, SG, hit me up. Call me on the phone. You know, I have a number that anybody can reach out to me. Like, when you look at it and you think, this person doing this because they got all these numbers. You can buy followers. You can buy subscribers. That don't make me feel a way because I got a channel and I got all of these subscribers, but it ain't no support, right? You see the numbers, right? And they've made people feel like this is logic. But this is when you lean on the white man's logic versus spiritual alignment, versus universal alignment, right? You see these channels, they got 300 and 300,000 subscribers on their channel. So, oh, man, they popular. They got 300,000 subscribers. And then you go off this illusion, and then you look at their views, and they got less than 20,000 views on each video. Well, what sense does that make? You look at their interactions. They got 5,000 interactions, but you got 3,000 followers, 300,000 followers. What sense does that make? It's opposite, right? The last will be first and the first will be last. All these people that's been out here faking it to make it, all these people that's been out here like, oh, man, I got this going on because you're trying to get somebody's face, that has not stopped me from doing nothing. Numbers on social media ain't stopped me from doing nothing. They actually help me because the people that come to me and get the message from me, and it really touches their soul, them the people that rock with me, and them the people that keep coming back to me. All right, it's that time of year again, SG. Oh, SG, I got this opportunity. SG, I got that opportunity. I haven't missed a beat. We got to get out of the illusion of what they taught us was right and get into the proper mind frame of allowing the universe to guide you to what's right. And at that point, that's how you'll know that you're spiritually elevated. Yes. That's how you'll know spiritually elevated, when you start looking at life completely different. And again, what I'm saying sounds taboo. Oh, hell no. I told somebody, I said, this year I started done with credit cards. Whatever I got, I'm paying these balances off, and I'm done. I'm not messing with credit cards no more. Well, how are you going to do this? You need a trade line for this. You need a trade line for that. I don't need anything. You know, I can buy things cash. I can get something and pay for it for 6 months. And then pay it off. That helps my credit just as much. We tend to think that we need this system and we got to get out of this system. And in order for you to get out of the system, out of the matrix, it's all about spiritual elevation. You have to work on you first. You have to work on your perception, right? You have to work on your reality, right? You have to work on what benefits you and not be scared to go a different route than what the masses is going. And the more you are in tune with that, because that's what spiritual alignment truly is, the more you are in tune with going your own way and going from the masses and not just trying to get information to know and go and talk about it like you know but not truly living a life. You can tell these people that say they're spiritual, but then their life isn't in alignment. They always... I need this. I need that to go. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. This happening, that happening, this, that, other. Those are the people that are faking it. You can lie to yourself. You can try to lie to me, but you cannot lie to me. You can't lie to the universe. You are absolutely in tune with where you need to be, fall in order, easier than you even know that. And that's the major piece that people don't get. They don't get as easier than they think, but you know the lessons that you got to go through to get there, a lot of them. You got people that say, man, God ain't just passing out tests. No, it ain't got to be God. That's why God got people to do the work for him. If you don't go through these tests and pass these tests to be able to evolve to be the best version of yourself, how do you think you're finna go get something that you can't handle? I don't know. What you think? Let me hear you.
Wow, that was deep. I mean, you said a lot of things, man. That's right on point. You know, like I definitely can relate to what you're saying. You know, what you're saying definitely it hits me. You know what I'm saying? So once again, tonight's topic is how do you know when you've spiritually elevated? So you know, once again, I only can speak for myself, but you know, I think comes with a sense of calmness for me, a sense of balance, and then like a clear perception. So, you know, once again, I've always referenced this, but, you know, way back in probably like 2000, I'm walking in Harlem and I saw a book that changed my life. And it was the, you know, my Egyptian yoga book, you know, the you know, it's like a spiritual guide to enlightenment. And that really just opened the doors for me, spiritually. And I have that. And that was the foundation for me, because that basically, you know, showed me how everything just works together. You know, the universe, the animals, the sun, the moon, the stars, you know, everything is just in motion, you know what I'm saying? And everything is a rhythm to life and to this universe. But I would say, you know, towards the end of last year and now this year, I definitely shape-shifted, you know, that's my core, you know, the spirituality, but I definitely, and that's always been my core, because that's what I am. But I've learned how to shape-shift through my ancestors and kind of, you know, take on some Christian kind of values in a way, you know what I'm saying? And it's been different, because I wouldn't say I'm just Christian or nothing like that, but I'm definitely spiritual. But I've been kind of looking at things a little differently a little bit this year. And basically it comes with me kind of deciphering the Bible in a way, because this is the first time that I've been able to start to read it with true understanding for me. Because like I said, to this day, I still don't enjoy church, because whenever I go to church and some other preacher telling me something, it doesn't really register with me. But lately, you know, I've been kind of deciphering some things, and I'm able to see some things a lot clearer. But it's just interesting. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's just like a feeling. You know what I'm saying? And feel that I'm really getting at peace. And peace, the acronym for peace is positive elevation, always correct errors. And then some people look at the Bible, too, as basic instructions before leaving Earth. So, you know, I've just been able to be in tune with that, but knowing that that came after Kemet, you know what I'm saying? But then seeing how, and this is going to be kind of deep, and I want to get your kind of thoughts on this, right?
Okay.
You said something that, like the last shall be first. And that can be a perception way of how you're looking at it, right? He said the last shall be first. So if we go back to ancient times, you know, I'm back in Egypt 10,000 years ago, you know what I'm saying, all the way up into A.D. Basically, blacks, you know, our melanated people are running it, you know what I'm saying? But the whites, you know what I'm saying, they are last. You know what I'm saying? Because we run it. We ran this world for 10,000 years. You know what I'm saying? And then right now, like I said, we're 2024, but it seems ever since we got to AD, which is what, after death, I guess, for what, quote unquote, however you want to look at it, Jesus Christ. And then all of a sudden, as you just said earlier, the white man's rules and logic and everything kind of took over. So I'm kind of like wondering, like, are we in that mode right now where it's like there, but will it switch back to, you know, like the last shall be first? And if you look at the way people look at it, you know, because of slavery and all this, like, you know, blacks have been last lately, you know what I'm saying, as far as modern times or whatever. So will that shift around? So I've just been kind of, you know, with my understanding, just looking at things and not just looking at things the way I want to see it, but looking at things as just how they are. But how can I elevate through all that? No matter, you know, because like I said, at the end of the day, life is like a card game. No matter what card you are dealt, you got to figure out a way to win with that hand. You know what I'm saying? That's life for me. That's how I look at life. That's why I like certain card games, like Tunk, I was talking about that, because no matter what cards I'm dealt, strategizing a way to win. But I say all that to say this, I think that's truly been my spiritual elevation, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been able to kind of look at things
from a mature standpoint, because I've lived life now, and like I don't have my, you know, I have my ancestors, but I don't have my elders the way I used to, you know, because I wasn't, when my elders maybe was trying to have me grasp certain things, I wasn't ready for it. But now that I feel like I said, I just cut my hair. I had a lot of gray hairs. And I think with that came that wisdom, you know what I'm saying? And I was able to kind of like tap into all the things that they, because they lived a long life up until this point. And, you know, they left as Christians, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, I'm looking at my grandparents, you know, the three that raised me, the one that wasn't Christian that I knew of, he had nothing to do with me. He didn't have his hands in my life. But the three that was definitely Christian definitely had a major hand in raising me. And, you know, I just go back to, like, even when I studied Islam, it never truly registered with me, ever. And I tried my best. Believe me when I tell you, I really tried to really understand and get it, but it never, it's like a key. They just wouldn't, the door would not open. It closed, it locked on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was not for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'll say that to, like, my soul. It wasn't. And I just look at that. You know what I'm saying? I look at that, but it was a life lesson. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to go through that and study that, to kind of have knowledge of that, to not, you know, I'll never talk against it because it's a very peaceful religion, but I can see that it just wasn't aligned with me. So, you know, that's where I'm kind of at with my spirituality right now. So once again, I'm not religious, so I don't ever want to get that twisted, because I'm not, but I'm able to shape shift and kind of study this religion and see how it's, parallels in my life or whatever. And then I'm able to look at certain things, because like I said, when I'm really in my kinetic spirituality, you know, I'm like, I'm a god, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I'm that, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when I kind of fall back on Christianity, and I look at some of the things that, like, I'm bowing to a higher power, you know what I'm saying? And I'm right. And I'm getting guidance from that spirit, you know what I'm saying? So, and that entity. And then even with the whole devil and all that stuff, like, I feel like you were talking about demons and stuff like that. Like, I felt like certain times, you know, you can see things where, like, that low vibrational energy was trying to get me, you know what I'm saying? Trying to take me down, you know what I'm saying? Trying to, like, grab me, you know what I'm saying? But now that I feel that I've been more in tune with the light, I'm able to kind of, like, see that for what it is and walk past it, you know what I'm saying? And once again, it's something that I can't really put into words to kind of – I'm trying my best to try to, like, explain it. But once again, it's a feeler, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's where I'm at.
Right.
You know, that's where I'm at.
So, and first and foremost, we did run it, right? And you said something very interesting. We ran it for 10,000 years, right? And from there, how many years has they ran it? They had it longer than us.
We're at 2024. So do the math, 2024 minus 10,000. And we still up 7,500, you know, almost 8,000 years of running. You see what I'm trying to say?
It's been more than 2,000. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm trying to say.
Go ahead.
We were punished, right? We were punished based upon what we were doing. Okay, we messed up. We were not doing the things that we were supposed to do, meaning, you know, we weren't there. We weren't looking out for each other. We were going against each other, right? How did they come up to do what they were doing anyways? Because we was selling our stuff. We was selling each other. We was doing everything other than what we were supposed to be doing. And because of that, you know, we had to endure punishment. The punishment is our oppressor. And I tell people all the time, the punishment is our oppressor due to the mischief that we have caused upon ourselves from not being in alignment. They know that. This is why they try to keep us down. This is why they try to keep us in this darkness, keep us in what we got going on, because they know that they know what it took. They knew what it takes to keep us down. They know what our punishment is. And we don't. We just now waking up to, damn, hold on. Okay, there you go. My train of thought got sideswiped. Is there? So they know, just like they know everything else, right? Because remember, we wasn't reading and we wasn't doing all of this stuff that they was doing. You know, this is stuff that they created and made it the way of the world. That's the oppressor's job. The oppressor's job is they take over. You know what I'm saying? To do what it is that they do. You know, make their own way, right? And so we were not in tune with what it takes and why we got in this situation. Why are we here? Why are we in this situation? Why? What happened? So on and so forth. We're here because of what we went through and what we did. We're here because of how we got ourselves into the drama. How we have been against each other. So it's our punishment, basically, what I'm trying to say here. Now, also, what I'm saying, too, is when I say the first will be last and the last will be first, I'm saying that to say that the first that the ones that are needing now will then fall back to be last. It took for us to realize our power. It took for us to realize our ashe. It took for us to say, okay, no more. You know what I'm saying? It took for us to say, we got to do what's right for us, right? And only then will we get to where we need to be. So, yeah, this is where we are, man, trying to do the right thing, trying to align, trying to be better versions of ourselves.
And you know what's so interesting, too, like just parallels of life, right? And we're going to get into the world-famous chakra probably in the next, 5-10 minutes, you know what I'm saying, as we finish up the spiritual conversation. And I'm going to touch on something that's kind of got me intrigued as far as technology, right? But, you know, like I said, just now me gaining my understanding of the Bible and I'm able to decipher for myself, because I told you that was the main thing that was like, kind of like turning me off, was just other people interpreting it for me, or trying to at least. And I felt like that I'm just, you know, that now that I have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that I can just do that myself, right? So I don't need the middleman, so to speak, which was the preacher. So, but just some of the parallels I'm seeing, like, so we just talk. And once again, when I say Jesus as the Son of God and stuff like that, it's however you want to look at it. You know, I always look at it as the sun. The universe is God, and Jesus is more or less the sun. That's, you know, gives you light and all of that. You know what I'm saying? But some people can look at it from as a man to walk the earth, right? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It could be true. It could not be. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I do know there is a spirit with that. And however you feel that spirit is, I guess that's you, you know? So I'm just going on my interpretation of how I feel the spirit, but it's very interesting. So like, just if we talk about
you know, because the Bible, like I said, I don't know how you can look at it. The only thing that I looked at, this is kind of tangible for me reading it, once again, this is going to be, especially when we do our spiritual conversations, the more and more I get in tune with it, the more and more I'll tell you my understandings of it. But just reading, I believe this is Genesis, if I'm not mistaken. You know, don't quote me on this, but I'm just going on. I'm just kind of like freestyling a little bit, but I just want to give you a taste of what I'm reading, right? So one of the things, and it is very interesting, is I always call it God versus Egypt. And the reason why Egypt is so fascinating to me is because it's so many things that's in the Bible that they speak about in the Bible, but it's not tangible. You know what I'm saying? Things were through, I don't know, earthquakes or flooding or whatever. You know, these things that might have been talked about in the Bible, it's no longer there that we can really see. The only thing is definitely that I've been, and I've been really checking for this because, you know, I'm Kemetic. Is Egypt, God in Egypt, God showing the pharaohs, if you don't do this and release Moses to walk with the Jews and all that stuff and start Israel or whatever, from whatever the case may be, plagues is going to be upon you, this and that, diseases, you know what I'm saying, you know, bugs just everywhere. And I'm just like, wow, it's just interesting. But anyway, to bring it full circle, that's one thing that's just interesting to me. You know what I'm saying? The other thing is different parables. You got the Adam and Eve thing, right? And how Adam or how Eve convinced Adam to, you know, eat from the tree of life, which was the apple. And he eventually did that, I guess, through the manipulation of the devil. Adam took a bite of the apple, and that was the information, because it was the tree of knowledge. And look at where we're at now. I'm talking on an Apple phone, you know what I'm saying? And all the knowledge and stuff that we go, the technology, at least for me right now, is through Apple. And it's the knowledge of that, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that's just a interesting parable for me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm able to see the parable of that. And then the other thing, we were just talking about, you know, you were just talking about your social media and everything. I'm active on social media as well. And, you know, you're trying to build up your followers. The whole parable of Jesus when he was, you know, coming with Christianity, you know, because he was Jewish and he's trying to build his followers. It's just so interesting how things are coming full circle. And that's just things that I just can't deny because I'm like, I'm seeing it clear. As far as that, but that's the last
okay,
one.
Okay, so here's my
but
thing.
I want to see if you have anything to say.
I got to come back around. Listen, you know what I'm starting to pay attention to? That everything is word of mouth, right? And I feel like right now in this age, if they put enough fear in people's heart, when they start telling this story to our grandchildren, the fear is going to be of the police. The police are killing black folks, you know, you want to be careful, da-da-da, right? I feel like that's the same thing that happened when it came to our grandparents that and that they instilled this, and our great-grandparents that they instilled this certain fear, right? Madam C.J. Walker, all of these people, early 1900s, my great-grandfather owned land and houses on that land for all of his children in the 1900s. But so when I look at what they are saying we were and how they are saying that we was like messed up and slavery this and slavery that and we didn't have any money, it was a lot of rich black people around in the early 1900s.
Yeah,
millionaire black folks.
Shout out to Harlem. Yeah, shout out to Harlem. Shout out to Black Wall Street, you know, in Oklahoma, Tulsa.
It's always been the white man coming through to oppress and take away. But it's like now the generation that we have now are willing to stand up and maneuver. We got to get that one piece, and that's to get on the same accord to fight for each other and not with each other, right? And that's the piece that they continue to try to stay in control with putting stuff in our food, putting stuff in our water, and so on and so forth. That's what they have. So they technology grow. Like, okay, well, we're going to feed it to them because then we ain't got to worry about this or we ain't got to worry about that, right? But ultimately, we had money in the early 1900s, 1910s, and so on and so forth. Segregation was still there. But at the end of the day, that's when you hear certain people say, man, I don't think that segregation was a bad thing. Because if you was a millionaire and you was in segregation, it wasn't no yes, ma'am, and no yes, sir. Fuck you, right? You stay over there. We stay over here. But why do we have these millionaires back then if slavery was such a huge thing? I think that in the 1800s, it may have been more damaging. But all they talk about is segregations and the black couldn't go here or so on and so forth. Even the sundown towns now, why would you even want to go in these fucking towns? You know what I'm saying? If they want to be that closed-minded, if you are evolved enough to know, if a bitch don't want you around them, then why are you going around them? Why are you trying to fight to be around these people if they don't want you around them? Fuck them people. That's just how that goes. But I feel like the story is overly exaggerated about the slavery and so on and so forth, because yes, they brought them here. They brought them here. Yes, they had them working, but that shit had been completely different, well beyond. I'm saying the early 1900s, that shit was different. You ain't gonna tell me that these people were slaves, right? And yet they were millionaires. You gotta think, Edenville, Florida was the first unincorporated town established by freed slaves, right, in the South. That was established in 1887. So we holding on to things far longer than – look how long ago that was. So if freed slaves were able to have houses and be able to go and congregate in Edenville, and all of these people come from everywhere to come and get situated in Edenville and have these properties in 1887 – but in the 1900s, there was just segregation. And then something happened and said, we're making it of a big issue. That's why they're not giving repartitions, because we've been had more control than they've been giving us. But the narrative of running it, of the 1900s being so low down and us being so lost and us being so this and so that, it helps them stay on top. We got to stop living in fear. We were not fucked up. We weren't. In the 1900s, we weren't. We only messed up in our mind because we choose to. Guess what? The police can't do nothing but what you allowed them to do. You see what they did to George Floyd. You see what happened with George Floyd. If that was to happen every single time that they did some shit, then they're going to reevaluate what the fuck they're doing. Now, don't you think? But yet, we are too scared. We're not standing 10 toes down because we're too busy marching. What has marching ever did for you? You see them people out there in Memphis and everywhere else marching, talking about the war over in Iran. What the fuck is that going to change? Not a fuck thing. The only thing it's going to change is them people getting their shit and getting the hell from over here. That's the only way that America is going to listen to you, when you take something from them, when you take action against them. Just saying.
Yeah.
We weren't bad. We weren't as bad off as they tried to make it seem.
No, I agree. But,
my great grandfather owned a part of land in the early 1900s. Had houses for every last one of his children built on that goddamn land.
Yeah,
a house built for all of them. So we couldn't have been that far off, because I come from money. We didn't have nothing given to us. Everything was hard. They made us work for, even though everything was situated. You got a place to lay your head at. Now go get this money and make your life easier. Nothing was given to us, but the seed. My great grandfather, being who he was, man, I was so honored. I was like, something in the water ain't adding up, because how is my grandfather able to have the money that he had in the early 1900s if it was so bad? If the white people were so, and the white people respected my great grandfather. All of these things, though, the white man continued to steal from us, continued to steal our ideas, and most of them sold their ideas because they just wanted to have a little bit of money. We've been out of that shit from the 1900s to the 2000s, and now we in 2020. so it could continue to evolve and make it do what it do. But if somebody that's not here was narrating our story, then we wouldn't know how that's being perceived by somebody else. Stop pumping fear in your children's heart and in all these people. Let's talk about how supreme we are so that we can regain the reins again. That's it. That's all I had to say.
Yes. So once again, awesome topic from Black. You know, tonight's topic was how do you know when you've spiritually elevated? So, we just definitely gave you quite a few examples, of when you know that you're on the right path. And if you are truly spiritually elevated or if you're working towards that. So definitely shout out to Black for that. So without further ado, let's get into my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous Chop Up. So for anybody out there listening, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week, bring it to the world famous Chop Up, and then we're going to speak on it. So we got about 20 minutes left in the show, so I'm gonna go ahead and, I got a few different topics to run down. But as always, I still got to put it out there. Black, was there anything in this past week that you was, tripping on, that you was like, you know what, I'm going to bring it to the world famous Chop Up, and we're going to speak on it?
No, I touched on Killer Mike being arrested for altercation or put in handcuffs and walked out, but he isn't under arrest. You know, the same propaganda. Trump 2024, that's all I have.
That's what's up. Shout out to that. Trump 2024, yes. Definitely has the real adult talk with SGMO Ben's endorsement. So shout out to that. So, like I was saying before, a few things that I'm just was like, you know what, let me just bring these topics to chop it up about. I am kind of intrigued. I was talking technology a little bit, and what I was talking about, how the Apple and how that correlates to the information that we have now with tech, and how you had it with the Adam and Eve story. But anyway, shout out to Apple for, and rest in peace to Steve Jobs. He's one of my favorite tech guys, just innovator. I have this book right now, on my desk. Always, before I do the show on Sunday, I always bring out like a couple of books that's going to like inspire some of the topics. So I have two right now. So I have the Steve Jobs, just a autobiography, man. Great. I've read it a couple of times, but I'm just bringing it out right now because it's so inspiring when I see Apple doing something innovative and carrying on tradition. And then, shout out to my mother-in-law. She bought this book and gave it to me. It's called The Bible in 366 Days for Men. And that's where I've been kind of like, reading that to, gain some more understanding. But anyway, back to Apple. So, shout out, February 1st, they just dropped the Apple Vision Pro. Now, I'm not going to be getting this anytime soon, but I'm fascinated by this piece of equipment. I'm just kind of checking it out, man, because the future is now. So I've been watching a couple of like YouTube videos with people who have it in the reviews. But yeah, man, it seems like it's a kind of cool piece of equipment. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it retails at like $3,500 right now, so hell no. But it's like a virtual reality. But what's interesting about it is cool because you don't have to, like when you put it on, you're not just totally immersed in it where you can't see what's going on. You can kind of still see things around you and stuff like that. But I'm just intrigued to just try it out to see how it works, man. Just, being able to do different things you might be working on that you would normally work on your computer, and just being able to have a screen that's just basically like, in 3D that you can just check on. I'm interested in seeing just the entertainment value of it and the different things that this could kind of just open up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just seems very interesting. This is the first product that I've definitely looked at that, because there's only so many times you can, of course you're going to keep coming with the new iPhone and stuff like that. But, I upgrade my iPhone probably like every 4 to 5 years. Like, I'm not that type of person that's just going to get the newest one just because like, what are they really upgrading? You know what I'm saying?
But I can say, you know, shout out to Apple. They have been just innovative. I'm not a big fan of the MacBook Pro. I mean, I know it's very popular. You know, the MacBook is what started it all and everything. And it's still, you know, like if you into editing and stuff like that, I think it's probably the best, you know, piece of equipment that you can have. Yeah, and design and stuff like that. You know, right now I'm not in tune with neither one of those things, so I don't really use it like that. You know, I'm on my real estate grind, so for me the Chromebook is cheaper and it just does the job that I need to do without the extras. So I gave my MacBook Pro to my wife, and you know, my wife is a designer, so you know, she's is better suited for what she does. But the other products of Apple, I'm all in on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it started out with the iPod back in the day, because I was a big time. I've always been a music guy. You know, you know that from listening to me on this show for the past few years. You know, my CD collection was like on fire. Well, not on fire, but you know, it was broad, because I just, you know, I love music. So I used to just, you know, that was like my gift to myself on a weekly basis when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? Whenever the newest music, I would just get it and, you know, and play, you know, with my CD. I had my collection. I had it all organized like books. But now, you know, as when the iPod rolled in, and now we're able to just stream music and everything, that, you know, all the extra places you have to, you know, keep all that stuff, that media, is now just on your phone. So that's, I mean, well, it was on the iPod device. But then for them to combine, shout out to Steve Jobs, when they combined the iPod with the phone that was a web browser, oh, man, that was a game changer. And, you know, and now, you know, I've been so used to my iPhone. But shout out to Android. My wife has Android. I like us having different tech, because I don't think we should have all the same tech, because, you know, you want to see what the competition or whatever they have. So my wife is happy with her Android. You know, for Christmas I got her some wireless headphones, and she's happy with it. She always used to talk shit to my about my AirPods, but now she understands. So now she's not talking shit to me the way she used to when I had my AirPods in, because she kind of understands how the shit is. But anyway, shout out to Apple. You know, they innovated. And then what's so dope for me, when I, you know, watch these new things of the Vision Pro, it makes me kind of appreciate the products that I do have. You know, like, so I just got a newer iPhone. I wasn't going to get it this year, but I, you know, no, end of last year. Well, the summer of last year, summer of 2023, so last summer, I was able to upgrade my phone, because, like I said, I only upgrade my phone like every like 4 or 5 years. So it was time. And, you know, because I just got my AirPods probably about a year ago, and then I got my Apple Watch. So I'm kind of just – I'm all in on the Apple, you know what I'm saying, on tech or whatever. The watch is probably my least favorite, but I'm not a big watch guy anyway. Like, I don't care about having some fancy, expensive watch like that. I wouldn't mind having, like, a gold watch just for some jewelry purposes, you know what I'm saying, because I like gold shit. Shout out to Kemet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a big fan of watches like that. And I don't like the old school watches with the clock. I've always been a digital guy. Like, I saw this digital Rolex and look crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would be that person to have a digital Rolex. You know what I'm saying? But my iPhone does the job. I mean, my Apple Watch does the job. You know, I like it because it's just digital. But they just correlate, man. But I guess, long story short, the Apple Vision Pro is the first thing that I'm kind of like in awe about. Like, damn, man, I wonder how that shit really is. You know what I'm saying? I wonder, you know, just what can just, you know, enhance certain things that I might like to do. You know what I'm saying? With that. So I'm just kind of intrigued. I want to see how that goes. I want to see if they come with something that's a little bit more affordable. I want to see if it takes off and it becomes popular. You know what I'm saying? Because the iPhone is the, you know, who doesn't have a smartphone? But even if you don't have an iPhone, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have an Android. So just shout out to that, man. New tech. The future is now, 2024. It's really starting to take shape. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that, because I just been, you know, watching some YouTube videos on that. So once again, big shout out to Apple.
as always, rest in peace to Steve Jobs, man. Definitely was a maverick innovator, man. And I'm definitely one of my, you know, one of my favorites, man, as far as innovators out here. So shout out. So now let me do this. I'm going to preview Tuesday's show at a world famous chop up. So big shout out to my co-host, Kev Herc. As always, if you want to check out the Tuesday edition of the world famous chop up, the easiest way is just, you know, follow Mo Benz. That's my at on X or Twitter, however you want to slice and dice it, MOBINNS. Or you can follow at Rap Sports Life on Twitter or X. If you're on Rap Sports Life, you know, when I go live on Tuesday, because, you know, we do the Tuesday edition on Twitter Spaces, it's live every Tuesday. I call it Twitter Tuesday, just like This Is Sunday Fun Day. That's Twitter Tuesday, and it's 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Me and Kev, we go up, and you know, we just go over three awesome topics. But just follow the Mo Benz page, and you'll be plugged in as well, because always, you know, put it on that page as well. So shout out to that. But anyway, so the three topics that I got cooking for this week's show is, one is why the NBA has been trash lately. I mean, shout out to football season, shout out to the Super Bowl. You know, like I said, once again, Black talked about it in the first segment, how we are going to be off next week. You know, that is a holiday for me, at least. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you used to listening to us live, you know, definitely check out one of our archive on-demand shows. Like I said, we got over like 300 shows, all types of shit that you can listen to with us. But the NBA, man, getting back to that, you know, Kev, I call Kev the basketball aficionado because, you know, he used to play, you know, he's a big NBA fan, or just a big basketball fan. I mean, I am too, don't get it twisted, but, you know, he really, really studies it a little bit more in depth. So we're going to kind of just chop it up and pick his brain on, you know, just certain NBA topics, and being at the NFL season is coming to a close as of next week with the Super Bowl. Now all eyes will be on the NBA, and will it be good this year, man? Because I don't know, man. I haven't been impressed, man. So I don't know. It just hasn't been exciting to me. Like I used to watch it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll fall asleep and watch a game, but lately, especially with YouTube and shit like that, more options for me to watch. It hasn't been must see television. You know what I'm saying? I always like the playoffs anyway. So, I don't know, the playoffs, I can never see myself not watching the NBA playoffs, because that's when the competition, you know, revs up. But the last, I would say, time I was really intrigued with NBA was, like, during a bubble, because I just thought that was interesting. And I was in Detroit at the time on vacation, and it was during COVID, so I was in my hotel room. So the games were pretty good, you know what I'm saying, at that, because, you know, we had the whole COVID thing, and that was like the first sport that was getting back in tune, you know, during the pandemic. And then other than that, it was, you know, when LeBron was with Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? They were going against Golden State, and that's when Golden State had, you know, the dream team I don't want to say dream team, but they had, like, you know, Steph Curry, and that was when Kevin Durant was there, and, you know, you still had, you know, you just had that situation. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors. But that was the last time the NBA was really, really good. You know, I like vintage NBA. And another thing, too, and I'm sure Kev is going to talk about this, but the coverage of the NBA hasn't been good to me. I'm kind of over Charles Barkley and Shaq and Kenny Smith and Ernie Johnson inside the NBA. It just seems like they need just a revamp of the coverage, you know what I'm saying? But I think Charles Barkley sees the writing on the wall. I don't know how this is going to go for him. He seems like he has a co-hosting gig with Gail King, who I'm not a fan of, don't like Gail King at all, so I won't be watching it. But I think he might see the writings on the wall, so he's kind of maybe getting some other shit set up. So if they do part ways on inside the NBA, he has something to kind of switch over to. But yeah, I just think it just needs a reason. Even in New York, man, like, you know, I don't even have the MSG, because I don't have cable anymore. I cut the cord a long time ago. But You know, I'm not able to watch the Knicks games like I used to. But even with the Knicks, man, they got Clyde Frazier, who's been doing the coverage for the. He's like a 70s dude, man. Like, still wears the 70s suits, like he's like Superfly or some shit. And I'm like, dude, like they just need to revamp it, man. You know, just like the NFL coverage. To me, you know, you got all different types, and then you it's just with the NFL coverage, I'm able to key into certain people that I really dig. You know, shout out to Chris Sims. And just certain things that really make the game good. And then I'm able to analyze the game myself. So anyway, we'll be diving into that topic. Another topic, and I got 5 minutes, so I'm going to try to hurry up. Another topic that we have, the second topic is going to be a review. Big shout out to Kevin Gates. Just watched his whole interview that he had with Carisha Please. Shout out to Carisha Please. You know what I'm saying? Carisha, a.k.a. Young Miami of the City Girls. She's got a nice podcast, man, but definitely my third topic as far as where that's going. But, you know, shout out to Kevin Gates. I became literally a fan of Kevin Gates watching his interview. I really, you know, I've seen him pop up on just certain things. And musically, I was like, I don't know, man. Like, he's an interesting personality, but does his music – is his music good? You know what I'm saying? Because he talks, you know, he's an interesting, deep dude, kind of weird, but, you know, deep. I don't like to call nobody weird. It's just deep, you know what I'm saying? And I see the spirituality in him. That's what really drew me to him, because the same way me and Black had the spiritual conversation, I can see he's a deep dude, you know what I'm saying? He started out probably, he said he was like a real street dude from, what, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I think that's where he's from. And then over time, he's evolved and become more spiritual. What's very interesting is he is half or somewhat Native American, and I like getting a Black perspective on Native American. He was really touching base on the whole culture and feather and stuff like that. So anyway, he dropped the album like last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever, and it's called The Ceremony. So me and Kev is going to review that. Looking forward to that because I haven't followed none of his music until now. So, but it was an awesome interview, man. Check it out, man, on YouTube, Carisha Please, Kevin Gates. Definitely was an interesting, like, they had a nice chemistry for the interview. So shout out to that. And then on my third and final topic for Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up is basically, and I know me and Black, we kind of, disagreed on this, but I don't know. I think it's some truth to this, but basically Puff was Suge Knight and Sean Puffy Combs being the same person, and will they end up having the same fate? So I say that because Suge Knight is currently serving a 20-year bid in prison. Shout out to Suge Knight, though. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he don't seem like he down about it. He like doing his time. Now he's got a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast. But his is interesting because it's with, I think the dude's name Dave Mays or something. I think he used to have something to do with The Source or something back in the day. I'm not, you know, shout out to The Source magazine, one of my favorite magazines of all time. But I think he had something to do with The Source magazine, if I'm not mistaken. But now, you know, he has a podcast where he just basically interviews Suge Knight. Well, not interviews. Well, I guess you could say interview, but it's a phone conversation. So Suge Knight calls him, collects, and they just have a conversation, and he tapes it, and then he puts it on YouTube. But what's cool about it is it's they have animation. So you see, like, this animated Suge Knight as he's talking, and that's pretty cool. And then they, you know, the people who he's talking about, you know, they'll show clips of the person. So I just started kind of watching it because he had Cat Williams on. And, of course, you know, Cat Williams broke the internet, you know, at the beginning of the year with the interview with Shannon Sharp. So that's interesting. But to bring it full circle, I don't see Puff as a jail dude, you know what I'm saying, at all. I just, his lifestyle that he lives, his personality, I don't see that working for him at all. Like, so he's going to do everything in his power not to go that route. But, you know, we want to bring it up because, you know, Puff has been a maverick businessman, and for him to not have, he had to just, and I was going to get this, and shout out to you, Black, because I know you brought in a new year with a bottle of De Leon. That was the bottle I was going to get. But I end up just, you know, getting, what did I have? I can't even think of. Patron, that's what I drunk. But usually, you know, New Year's, I usually get a new bottle of something I never had before, and I was going to do the De Leon, but I didn't do it. But now De Leon is not even affiliated or owned by Puff no more. He sold it because they cut ties, I guess, because of all the controversy. And Ciroc, I never liked them in the first place anyway. But this brings me back to the whole Revolt TV. You know, 50 Cent's been saying he'll buy it from them if Puff is trying to sell it. We all know what 50 Cent is doing with Stars. That goes without saying. Shout out to 50 Cent and Power and all that shit. But so that's something. But the other thing is Carisha. Shout out to Young Miami, man. I really like her podcast. You know, of course, you know, she does the podcast sporadically. It's not like a set date and time. But when she does it, it's really good. You know, I always like she gets some interesting guests from her perspective and stuff like that. That's how I got hip to Kevin Gates. But I know that De Leon, that was one of his Puff's main, commercials or one of his main plugs for the show. It was sponsored by De Leon, you know what I'm saying? And now that he doesn't have that and he's going through all the shit he's going through right now, I'm wondering what's up with Carisha's podcast. You know, is it going to continue or what? So anyway, that's what's going on. So check out Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. Of course, is going up. But once again, this has been another edition of Real Adult Talk with SGMO Ben. So once again, shout out to Black for our spiritual conversation. Got a chance to just, you know, chop it up on some spirituality, man. Like I said, this is definitely one of my favorite shows other than the World Famous Chop Up. But shout out to me for the World Famous Chop Up, of course. As always, if you want to put a face with a voice, you can check me out on IG. That's MOBINS. Just keep it respectful. And until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.